This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams here with an emergency podcast message. If you've ever wondered why you should fight for your life to defeat the Biden crime family and defeat the deep state and defeat the communist infiltrators and defend America, especially with this election, look no further than the fact that prominent Democrats are now announcing that they are making lists of Trump supporters, which includes Trump donors, anybody that worked in the Trump administration, prominent journalists like Tucker Carlson and so on. I mean, today, Keith Olbermann called for Tucker Carlson to be arrested, and he called for Trump to be arrested and thrown out of the White House tomorrow. Well, it turns out that Ocasio-Cortez and other prominent Democrats are now openly announcing that they are making lists of Trump supporters and they are going to destroy them. AOC is calling for something like a Trump Reconciliation Commission, basically a kangaroo court, to destroy the lives of anybody who supported Trump. Other Democrats are saying that they need to seize everybody's bank accounts and blacklist these people from society so that you can never work again. You can never own property again. You can never have a bank account again. Remember that Laura Loomer had her bank account closed by J.P. Morgan Chase simply because she is a conservative who refuses to remain silenced, right? Well, I'm here to tell you today that these lists being made by leftists, these are not simple reconciliation lists. These are death squad lists. And if we do not defend this republic and defend Trump's legitimate victory in this election, then if you donated to Trump, if you supported Trump, if you tweeted in support, if you posted on Facebook, if you had a business that supported Trump, anything, you will be hunted down and executed. They will unleash death squads all across America. And if you don't believe me, note that all Trump donors have already been named with their home addresses published on a website that the left put together so that radical Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists would know whose homes to target. This is the construction, what we're witnessing here, this is the construction of a death squad apparatus, a Bolshevik revolution type system, or a Stalinist revolution, or a Maoist revolution system, where the authoritarian party that comes into absolute power, they rig everything and they kill all their political enemies. Do not think for a minute that they wish to coexist with conservatives or coexist with Christians. If you are listening to this and you are a practicing Christian, if you go to church or you own a Bible, they will find you, they will murder you, and they will throw you in a ditch. And they will do this to all of your family members. This is essentially what they are already announcing. They're making the list. These are going to be the kill lists. And they have the militant terrorists ready to go. They're brown shirts, the Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists, ready to go. All they're waiting for is for Joe Biden to become president on January 20th. The local DAs in Portland and other places have been dropping all charges against these criminals and releasing them onto the streets in preparation for a massive anti-Trump purge. And they will go door to door. Each, let's say, terror captain or terror cell leader will be handed a list of the names of Trump supporters and the home addresses in every major city or suburb, and they will go door to door shooting people. This is what a communist revolution looks like. And this is why more and more Americans have come to realize that at this point, the reason you fight with everything is because you've got nothing left to lose. If Biden becomes president, they will find you and they will murder you, and they will throw you, your dead body, in a ditch. And they will seize your house, they will seize your business, your bank accounts, everything. This is how radical left-wing communists and socialists operate. And if you don't believe me, Look at those who are lucky enough to escape socialist, communist Cuba. Look at the few lucky ones who escaped Venezuela as it was collapsing. They got out with their lives, but they lost everything. They lost their businesses, they lost their bank accounts, they lost their homes, their farms, their orchards, everything. They got out with their lives. Many of them fled to America and started over with nothing. And this is why Cuban Americans and Venezuelan Americans have overwhelmingly voted for Trump, because they know the horrors of socialism and communism. They know what's coming if America does not reject this dangerous philosophy that is espoused by insane, treasonous lunatics like Ocasio-Cortez and others, the other radical leftists who now dominate the Democrat Party. And they are about to throw out Nancy Pelosi. And in places like Portland, they are protesting the victory of Ted Wheeler, a left-wing Democrat who defeated an opposition candidate who was a more left-wing Democrat who says, "I am Antifa." And the Antifa lunatics wanted the Antifa candidate to win the position of mayor, and they're unhappy that just a Democrat won. You see, you're never far enough left for the lunatic masses, and you can never appease them. And they, when they seize power, they will always abuse it and exploit it to come for you. They will seize everything you own. They will take it from you or burn it down, and they will kill you. This is how they operate. This is what history has shown us over and over and over again. Genocide is coming to America if Biden becomes president. So if you're wondering why there's any reason why you might want to join a protest right now, a pro-Trump protest, why you might want to raise your voice right now, why you might want to call your representatives in your state Congress and demand that they take action to stop the fraud and protect the integrity of the vote. If you're looking for a reason, look in the mirror and notice that your head is still on your shoulders for the moment. It won't be there for long because the radical leftists are rolling out guillotines. They've got tens of thousands of guillotines literally in storage nationwide, ready to roll out. They're going to use the FEMA camps as re-education camps and death camps. This is all part of their plan. And they're going to unleash death squads all across America to kill those who they cannot convert, and probably just to kill a lot of people out of vengeance, no matter what. And this is what's coming. And some people say, well, we shouldn't take up arms, or we don't support violence. Okay, remind yourself of that as they are shooting you in the head, or chopping your head off, or dumping your body in a ditch. They believe in violence, and you have a right to defend yourself. You have the right to defend yourself, and we, the people, have the right to defend our nation. We don't espouse violence, and we don't initiate violence, but if we don't stop these lunatics, they will carry out mass genocide against us. The killing fields will arrive in the United States. The only way to stop that is to rise up now. And note that our founding fathers gave us the power of the Second Amendment. A Second Amendment that was designed to stop tyranny. It's not about hunting. It's about stopping tyranny. And there's no better example of tyranny than watching these left-wing lunatics announce that they're building what are essentially death squad lists, extermination lists in America. And if you don't stop them, they will find you, they will hunt you down, they will murder you. This is not a drill. This is not a joke. This is not an exaggeration. Not hyperbole. This is exactly what they're doing. They won't be happy until you're dead in a ditch. Kathy Griffith reposted her photo of Trump's severed head, bloodied, severed head, and Twitter didn't ban it. She reposted it. Death to Trump. That's the message. And Twitter is completely fine with it. Meanwhile, they banned Steve Bannon for saying that some traitors should have their heads on a pike, which was obviously a metaphor. Whereas leftists like Kathy Griffith, they believe it literally. They want Trump's head to be cut from his body. And they want your head too. So rise up now in defense of our nation, in defense of President Trump, in defense of your life, in defense of your God, your Bible, your Christian beliefs, you need to join the protests, the peaceful protests in the streets right now. No matter what your age, no matter if you've ever joined a protest before, you need to do it now, or you will end up dead in a ditch. And stay informed. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can follow my podcast at brightown.com or read my articles at naturalnews.com. And also check out my frequent tweets at brightown.social, the new alternative to Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for listening.